and give you a personal take. So you have been in using AI with your funeral arrangements for what, a month?
Yes, sir. Ever since Danny came down probably about a month ago and kind of showed me what y'all two had figured out about it. And I'll tell you, Alan, I think it's a total game changer for what we do.
Oh, I completely agree. We've gotten a lot further since we talked to you,
Good.
actually. Oh yeah, we're in the process of automating the whole thing.
Really?
You go ahead and you record the arrangement.
What I do is I have a little spiel that I, before I sit down with the family,
Okay.
if it would be all right with you guys, I would like to audio record, the conversation so it'll help create clarity, nothing will be missed. And I've got a little flawed card.
Okay, you're using Claude.
Yep. I think you used the smaller one, the note one, right?
Yeah, but it's got some idiosyncrasies. I wouldn't recommend the one I
Okay.
use.
I've been real happy with this card so far. It's
Yeah.
small. It's really inconspicuous. You
Yeah.
can really slide it in anything during the arrangement and people don't notice it.
Yeah. We just forget that's there.
Yeah, exactly. So, I still do like I used to do where I have a piece of paper, my information pad, and I still do things the same way. But I just record the entire thing.
Okay.
On the backside, basically, we'll hit the stop button, you'll get the transcript in Claude. And then I kind of do a couple of different things from there.
Okay.
Claude has, I guess, what ChatGPT built into it already. So I'll ask Claude to make a summary of the conversation.
Okay.
I'll also ask them to create checklists that I need to do. Create checklist that the family needs to do, and then I ask it to create an obituary. And what I do is I do the same thing on ChatGPT as I do on Claude. And sometimes one of them works better than the other. You get better results than the other, and there's no rhyme or reason on which one works better that day.
Well, I think the important message there is that this is at this stage, this stuff still has limitations.
It does. It
And
definitely does.
I've learned that the more I use ChatGPT, the more it begins to exhibit symptoms of what do you call it? Shoot. It loses its short-term memory.
It does. It does. You'll be talking to it about something, and then you'll ask for it to refer like five steps what you talked about, and it doesn't. You have to upload the conversation or upload, what you're referring to.
Right, which is what we found is that there are ancillary software that is not very expensive
Okay.
that will automate all that process for you. I mean, I can't do it myself. I don't know if you could do it yourself. It is complicated, but we found a fellow who's helping us who's not ex at all expensive.
Okay.
And once he figures out how to do it for us, he's going to be doing able to do it for us, but for
Awesome.
others. But at this point, what we've got is once that you once it takes up the audio, it automatically transcribes it.
Okay.
Then it creates the things that you've talked about.
Yep.
But then if the information is there, it sends an email ordering the casket, an email ordering the vault, confirmation with the pastor, it's automatically.
Yeah,
And
all.
then it catalogs when they respond and how they respond.
Wow.
So if the pastor can, if the casket company says yes, we'll have it there at such and such time, that's fine. It says confirm. But if the pastor says no, I can't do it at that time, it comes back and tells you that.
Okay.
So it's as automated as we can get. It's very primitive, so we're really not ready to launch. But I wanted you to know that.
And I
So.
tell you, I think that it's, Alan, the best when you're doing pre-needs with people.
Oh yeah.
Because, 5 years down the road, you're not going to remember every single bit of that conversation you had. But if you have
Oh.
that full summary and the full transcript of the conversation, it's a no-brainer. You really don't even have to use your brain anymore. You just basically look at what it spits out for you.
So at this point, what you do is you audit, you tape it, you transcribe it, you put it in ChatGPT. But one of the things that you did that really intrigued me, and I haven't tried to replicate it, is you have it generate a letter to the family.
For my pre-needs, it sends a thank you letter to the person I just talked to.
Okay.
It puts my letterhead at the top, dear Susan Smith, Jane Doe, thank you for taking the time to sit down with me today and go over, future arrangements. And so it automatically prints that out for me, and all I got to do is drop it in an envelope and send it to them.
Yeah. And in the future, it'll print the envelope for you.
But it's amazing, like as you mess with it more and as you start to go back and forth with it, all you see what it's available to do.
Well, do you ever, one of the things I've learned to do, I'm just curious if you have as well, I think you probably have, is that when it gets confused or you can't get it to do what you want it to do, you just ask it to tell you how to ask it.
And I've had to do that before because, it only takes the certain commands that it's used to hearing. And, if you ask it something it's not used to hearing, it has no idea what to do.
Yeah.
And it does get a little frustrating when it doesn't do what you want it to. And, you have to sit there and try to think of how, to communicate with it to make it work.
Well, this morning I was creating a form. And I uploaded the, I think it was an Excel, and it got the form, but it completely lost all the formatting I wanted.
That's what I've had issues with it as well, where it'll
Well,
copy
then I
what's
went
up there.
back and I said, okay, this isn't what I wanted it to look like. If I made a PDF of what I want, would you be able to compare what you generated and what the PDF looked like and tell me how to ask you to give me exactly what I want. And it did. I mean, it took a minute. And then so I just put in what it asked before and golly, there I had it. So
It's really amazing what all it's going to do just for not just the funeral industry, but for every industry that's able to use it. And it just seems like it's kind of on the forefront of everything right now.
all right, so last question. How much time do you think it's put back in your day?
Hours, hours. I can go from talking to one family. 20 minutes later, I can sit with another family, and you don't have to retain what you're used to have to retain all the time.
Oh, that's a great point.
Because, normally you're sitting there with the family, and you're trying to absorb all this information. And sometimes you have five, six people in there giving all this information, and you can't write, you can't take in all that stuff at one time, but AI can.
So that's like really having a stenographer with you.
I think it's like having a personal assistant.
Very much.
Kind of like how Danny treats it, with calling it a name and things like that. But
Guy's got
it's,
me doing that too.
yeah. And I try to sometimes. But I'll just refer to it as my assistant or, one of the people in the office or something like that.
Yeah. But it's much less expensive.
It is, and I could go probably five back to back to back families, and the results would be the same for everybody. I would have exactly what I needed, and you just don't have to absorb that information and focus on everything they're throwing at you at one time.
So it sounds like it's actually taking some stress off you.
It has, Alan. It really has. I mean, I feel like I'm more relaxed in the arrangement conference
Oh.
because I'm not having to, I'm still writing and I'm still doing what I normally do, but it's not as nitpicky. And I'm a big note taker as it is. And when I'm with a family, I used to fill up multiple pieces of paper, just with scratching stuff down. And now it's just a whole lot more relaxed, more conversational, e easier to talk to the families that way.
A couple of things that I'll just share with you because I think I think there's an application in funeral service. My wife has been bugging me for years to give her a folder or something that has everything she has to do if I were to die. So where are the bank's accounts? What, how do I access them? She's on the bank accounts. Where's our will? Where are our investments? How do I, who's this? Just someplace she can go right to and say, okay, this is where that is. And I've been dragging my feet. You know, it's just one of those things. So I told ChatGPT, I said, I need a schedule. I want to tackle, I want you first to give me a list of the things that I should include. And then secondly, I want you to give me, I want to spend 2 hours a week, not on the same day, doing this. So break it up and give me a calendar. And so let my calendar remind me. So I got that. Okay. Then one of the privileges I have, and I really think it's a godsend, and I hope while your dad's still alive, you'll think about doing it. I have a biography my mother wrote.
Oh.
It might be interesting to you, but it is sacred to me.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay. And so I went in one day, I was thinking about this, and I said, can you interview me and write an autobiography for me to give to my children? And said, of course I can. And I said, let me see what you want to ask me. It gave me, I think there were like 12, 13 different sections, questions in each section. Now, this is all, you can do it audio.
Yeah.
You don't sit down and answer. You know, you think you have to go, oh, I got to fill all this out. No. Okay. Where were you born? Well, we got started on it. I'm not very far into it, but the first thing is, it's okay, where were you born? And then I thought, I wonder if ChatGPT could tell me what the weather was like on the day I was born. And it did.
Really?
Yeah. So I can say I was born on such and such a date,
On a
and
cold, snowy day.
it was a 43 degree day. It was, the sun was shining, and so on. I mean, really, think about all the different things that you can do. So my reason for bringing that up to you is, especially in preening, that would be, I think that you would have families that would be extremely interested in having mom interview.
Oh, I agree. Just sit down, answer some questions, talk to it that way, and it
Talk
would.
to it. You don't have to just, we're going to set it up. It's going to ask you a question. You answer the question. It's going to document it. It's going to then give you a draft, and so on and so forth. And you don't have to do it. And if mom has a computer, which my mother did not, she can do it at home when she feels like it.
Yeah, at your own discretion, whenever
Or
you have
you
money.
can do it. And one of the things I was going to do with my wife, she doesn't want to do any of this, was that I'd sit down with my laptop and interview her personally. Or I'd have my daughter interview.
Yeah.
So just, I think that is as a service to the community and as a pre-need generator. And if I know you do public speaking, but you went in and said, here's what I want to do today. I want to volunteer. We're going to sit down. My system's going to interview you. I'll be the narrator,
Yeah.
and we're going to write your biography. I think the audience would be enthralled. I think that they would. Oh, that reminds me, one other thing. Have you asked it to experiment with different tones in your obituaries?
I do. Normally I have it preset for empathetic and compassionate.
Right.
I think those are kind of the two main descriptions that people want to see. But like if I've had an outdoorsy man in here, you change the setting on the top and it, you put, outdoorsman, hunter, stuff like that, and it totally changes the entire tone of the whole obituary.
Well, I'll tell you, in our example, I'm gonna when we go up to Minneapolis, I did a traditional obituary. I did an abbreviated obituary for the newspaper. And then I asked it to do lighthearted. Now, Danny was sitting here when I was doing this, and he goes, nobody wants a lighthearted. I said, wait till you see it. And it came out, and it was cute. It really was cute. And it, so you, I think we have an option now. I mean, we give people, here's one, here's
Oh
another,
yeah.
here's another.
And sometimes on the chat GPT, it'll spit you out two different versions of the same obituary.
Yep.
And you pick which one you like better, and it takes that knowledge moving forward. It's just what it hears from these families, what they're saying in the arrangement room, and then it adds it into the obituary. It is amazing how it takes this stuff in and like literally word for word their ideas, and then they see it and they don't understand how we got it together so quickly and so eloquently, and how it is so finished at that point.
Well, okay, last point then is that it is making you look more professional.
Yes, 100%. I know Danny had kind of stressed, being able to hand the family something before they walk out the door. I haven't really gotten to that point yet, Alan, to be honest with you. Whereas, the second they walk out the door, I'm hitting transcript and, I'm doing all that stuff. And probably 20 minutes after they've left, I've got the summary, the checklist, the obituaries. And then, I email that stuff to them. But it's a little tough to hand it to them before they go out the door.
Well, one thing that I've learned over 45 years is that everybody has to figure out how they want their logistics to work out and what they're comfortable with. And so, you spend an hour with a family and they still have to go see the cemetery or whatever it is, they're ready to move on.
Yeah,
But
definitely.
some families are going to be willing to wait around and do that together. Now, I'll send you this. I don't know if I'll get it done today, but I will send you. We've created a document that's a review document.
Okay.
So it's about 3 pages long. It has all the items that you should have collected. You may not have got them all, but that's where the to-do list comes from, or the checklist comes from.
And I'll tell you, actually, on the Plaud, if there's something I forgot to ask a family, it'll have AI suggestions at the very end of the summary. Like if I forgot to go over something that it's used to hearing me ask, it'll kind of at the very bottom of the summary say, suggestions, you forgot to ask this part to this family. So that's really
Well, now you got me sold. I'll have to go get a Plaud now. Oh,
good.
this little guy that I've got, this guy right here,
Okay.
it's great. Oh, it's wonderful, but it's not enough.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
The Plaud has chat GPT in it, and so you can go in there and you can ask it questions on that actual app that you're getting the transcription from. I just
How long does it take it to transcribe?
like if it's an hour arrangement, it'll be maybe like 4 minutes,
Okay.
something like that.
All right.
So, it's
All
not
right.
instant by any means, but it's not a long amount of time.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Jay. I'm going to share this with the group next week.
Please do, Alan, and y'all feel free to reach out to me if any questions come up. And I hate I'm missing all the presentations and information, but
Oh, is it
definitely.
okay if I give them your phone number if they do have questions?
Yeah, that's perfectly fine. I'm getting all my folks here at the funeral home to start using it, and everybody just realizing how much of a game changer and time saver it is for all.
Super. All right, guys. Thank
All right.
you.
Have a safe trip, Alan. Thank you
Yeah.
so much, sir.